What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming your life from the digital clutches. We're talking about a topic that hits close to home for all of us, building self-awareness and self-control over our phone use. Ever felt like you were tethered to your device? Like you're scrolling mindlessly, checking notifications every 5 seconds, even when you know you should be focusing on something else? Yeah, me too. But the good news is, we can totally break free from this cycle. Listen, I get it. Phones are amazing tools. They connect us to people, information, entertainment, and basically everything under the sun. But sometimes, they become a little too much like our sun, sucking up all our attention and leaving us feeling depleted. It's about finding that sweet spot where your phone enhances your life, not controls it. So, how do we achieve this digital zen? Well, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your self-awareness and self-control. First things first, know thy enemy. Literally, track your phone usage. Use those built-in tools or download an app to see where all your time goes. You might be surprised and maybe a little horrified at how much time you spend on certain apps or scrolling through social media. Once you know the problem, you can start tackling it head-on. Next app, set those boundaries. Think of them as digital fences around your precious time and attention. Decide on specific times when you'll check your phone, how long you'll spend on certain apps, and what notifications are truly important. And remember, weekends aren't immune to these rules. Treat your phone like a guest who overstays their welcome politely, but firmly reminded that there's a time limit. Speaking of limits, create phone-free zones. Your bedroom should be a sanctuary for sleep, not a scrolling vortex. Ditch the phone during meals so you can actually savor your food and connect with the people around you. And let's be honest, no one needs to see every minute detail of your day on Instagram while they're trying to have a meaningful conversation. Now, let's get real. We all crave that instant gratification from our phones, those little dopamine hits from likes, comments, and notifications. But guess what? They're not worth sacrificing your peace of mind or genuine connections for. Seek out alternative sources of joy. Read a book, spend time in nature, call a friend, learn a new skill, heck, even dust off that old guitar. Trust me, those activities will bring you way more lasting happiness than another quick scroll through social media. And finally, the most important takeaway. Be kind to yourself. Breaking any habit takes time and effort. There will be days when you slip up, it's totally normal. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember that time I accidentally left my phone at a cafe? Panicked for a second, then realized how much calmer and present I felt without the constant buzz. It was like rediscovering a superpower. That's the kind of clarity we can achieve when we step away from the digital noise and reconnect with ourselves. We've covered a lot today: self-awareness, boundaries, alternatives to phone gratification, and most importantly, kindness to ourselves. Remember, you're in control of your relationship with your phone, not the other way around. Ready to take action? Start by tracking your phone usage for just 1 day. See where you can create those phone-free zones and pick an alternative activity that truly brings you joy. Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of conscious phone users together. Until next time, keep it real and keep it balanced. I'm Nova Lane signing off.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.